seeing with eyes closed. If you close your eyes, you'll be able to see. Not in the physical sense, but you can still see in the spiritual sense. And I want to share something with you this morning as we think about things. Think for a moment about things that you cannot see. Now, there's a whole bunch of them. I got a little list here that I put together, but there's a lot of things in this world that is out there that you can't see, but you can see and feel the effects of it, like microwave oven. You can see the microwave oven. You can see the results of the microwave oven, but you cannot see the microwaves. X-rays are the same thing. We all get x-rays now, and they pull up the thing and put it up in the light, and you can see the x-ray, but you can't see the actual x-rays that cause that to happen. Ultraviolet rays are the same way. We can see the results of the ultraviolet rays, but you can't see them. Something that's in here this morning, thank God it's here, that we can't see, and that's oxygen. There's also in our area, I'm sure, some carbon monoxide, but you can't see it. I love the wind. I love to watch the wind and see the leaves move, but you can't see the wind. Virus is what we're dealing with now. We know they're here. We see the results of them, but we can't see them. Bacteria is the same way. We can see bacteria, the results of bacteria, but the actual bacteria itself, you can't see. And as I'm speaking this morning, you can hear me, thank God, but you can't see my sound waves that are going out there and landing in your ear. I'm just grateful that anybody wants to hear what I got to say, but you can't see sound waves. I know you can probably think of many other things. But you know that these things exist because in most cases you can see the after effects of their presence and you can feel them. Or maybe it's because we believe that they exist, period, because others have told us so. And maybe it's a combination of all of those things. But in fact, quite often we are absolutely sure that certain things exist even when we cannot see them at the time.